Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today. And we are talking this morning of some very critical issues. The family needs to maintain its strong jurisdiction in the area of birth, education. We need to fight back the zeitgeist that is doing its best to destroy life, to educate our children in a distinctively humanistic, materialistic worldview. And it's going to take full court press on this at every level for families who are committing themselves to the Word of God and to biblical standards against a world that is working very, very hard to destroy our freedoms and to incorporate a materialistic, birth imploding, humanistic view into every Christian family and every Christian church around the country. It still is a problem with me, a significant problem with me, that churches will not stand up against abortion and the use of abortifacient contraceptives for the ladies in the churches. And therefore, the abortion rate in the average evangelical church in America is probably just about as high as the abortion rate in the typical American community. So, friends, we as Christians need to be sure that we're not being taken by the spirit of the age that is blowing at 180 miles an hour. We need to be sure that we are pressing against this with a distinctively biblical and Christian approach. Well, today we're going to talk about birthing and, of course, abortion and abortifacients. And friends, if you get the idea that somehow the United States federal government is going to go a different direction on this, it ain't going to happen. It's not happening now, and it's doubtful it's going to happen in the future. Little Sisters of the Poor lost their second case again, this time in the Ninth Circuit, first time in the Third Circuit. So Little Sisters of the Poor are not making a whole lot of progress on the enforced contraceptive rule associated with Obamacare. And friends, even during a period in which the Republicans seem to have a little bit more control on the federal level, it's just not happening, friends. The Hawaii B&B case lost its religious liberty, and that is with the newly established Donald Trump appointed Republican appointees on the Supreme Court. Even under these conditions, we're losing ground. And so therefore, as Christians, we absolutely must press back and demand and to pray for and to seek our islands of freedom in the area of education, the area of medicine, the area of using our Christian medical sharing ministries to exempt ourselves from the contraceptive mandates, and of course, midwifery as well. It was the midwives that were pressing back against the enforced contraceptives on the part of the Pharaoh during the Exodus. If you read Exodus chapter 1, thankfully, there were some midwives who feared God and pressed back upon the demands to use contraceptives and reduce the Israelite birth rate to 1.7, which is what's happening in evangelical churches around America. The birth rate very, very low across America, and the evangelicals not really making much of a difference. So we're pressing against this, and the only way to do it, friends, is to be sure that we're incorporating a biblical worldview in our families, our educational systems, our churches, and even in the use of midwifery. I think midwifery is always going to be an option to maintain something of an island of freedom for families who don't want to submit themselves to mandated contraceptive use and mandated abortions in the year 2045. So people say, well, I doubt if that's going to happen. Well, friends, the zeitgeist is blowing at 185 miles per hour. And we need to press back on this. So that's one way, reason why I appreciate the work that Diane Marshall has done with the Christian Heritage Academy of Midwifery. Over a number of years, she has 7 graduates thus far. Some have gotten their CPM certification. Some have chosen not to do so. But Diane is back in studio with me again. Diane, welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you with me. And I appreciate one thing, and that is that you are persistent in your consistent in keeping this program going over, what, 6 years now?
Seven
years. Mm-hmm. So over 7 years, the goal is of course, at one point to have 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 of these around the country. Mm-hmm. Imagine a point at which there are 10 Christian Heritage Academies of Midwifery around the country preparing thousands of midwives for the Christian heritage for the Christian remnant that wants to exempt themselves from this mandated contraceptive system where they're going to be held back to 1.4 children per family and so forth. So we would like to see these things pop up everywhere. But for right now, you've got a growing college here in the state of Colorado.
Yes.
Yes. How's it going?
This year has just been great. We're getting in more teachers. We just had a missionary lady come in to talk to the girls. We have several students that want to be missionary midwives. The main thing that I'm watching is the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Where we think that things aren't going to happen, He just comes in and does what we can't.
Yeah.
And so I'm praising Him, and I just thank Him for His goodness.
Does it appear to you, Diane, that the opposition is growing increasingly pro-abortion? I was just reading from the Nurse Midwives Association document, and it turns out this is the American College of Nurse Midwives, the ACNM. They affirm the following: midwives may perform manual vacuum aspiration abortion as part of an expanded scope of practice in accordance with state regulations. The risk profile of medication abortion is even lower than MVA abortion. Both options pose much lower risks than childbirth. This comes from the website of the American College of Nurse Midwives. So obviously, you know, they're moving more and more in the direction of killing children rather than celebrating children. And this isn't unusual, is it? The accredited schools are increasingly pro-abortion when it comes to midwifery.
They are, and there's a move to get midwives, both CNMs and CPMs, to do abortions as part of a full spectrum of care for women. And I just want to say to women that all along there was a movie called The Monstrous Regimen of Women, and I say to this, I was almost offended by the title at first, but there are many women out there that are not friends of women. They're not out there for the welfare of women. And I could probably get real strong on this, but I'm watching. And so don't buy into all these things when it comes to, all the way from the levels of birth control that cause abortions and so forth. There's much to this. But anyway, just be aware that you, both husband and wife, you need to really be seeking God on all of this.
I was also referring to the Midwifery Educational Accreditation Council, MEAC.
Yes.
MEAC or is the overseeing body accrediting all these other midwifery institutions, and their standards require accommodation of homosexual orientations as well. In fact, I just read that off the internet this morning. So you are not a MEAC accredited college for this reason.
We will not be.
Right. And friends, I think you need to understand that the system out there, the system that runs the universities, the colleges, right down to the midwifery colleges, are distinctively anti-God, anti-Christian. They hate God. They hate the fear of God. And they are biased. Every institution is going to be biased one way or the other. This idea that some education is neutral is foolish. So my encouragement is to get your children out of these secular colleges that do not fear God.
Amen.
And increasingly, teach your children that the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of God. And one of the things that you do, Diane, that is radically different than what you find in the average university and midwifery college, is that you open in worship each morning.
Yes.
Now, these are during the practicums where the midwifery trainees come into Colorado, I think, several times a year? Four times a year for the on-site training.
Yeah.
And during those on-site trainings, you worship God, you reverence God, you praise God, you worship God, and this is absolutely essential. Friends, if you don't send your daughters to a college that self-consciously acknowledges the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, it is possible, is very possible, that your children are being inculcated into the wrong worldview, and you will ruin your children by setting them at the feet of people who do not fear God. So my encouragement is to take a hard look at the way that we train our children and insist upon an education where the beginning of wisdom knowledge is the fear of God. Now, I'm a little stronger on this today because I've seen a vast number of wrecks amongst Christian families who are given towards the academic hubris, the academic pride of institutions that are accredited, of institutions that are humanistic at root, and they're drawn into the pride of it. And they somehow think that their children are going to get a accredited university degree that will put them at a higher level in society, or somehow their children will be prouder and more arrogant and will be able to associate with the arrogant and the pride of man. And so they're drawn to the pride of man through these educational pursuits. And I warn parents against this kind of thing. I think they should humble themselves and fear the true and living God and seek out an education that sees the fear of God and the reverence of God as the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, even in the area of medical science. So, okay, I'm getting off my my high horse for just a moment now. And let's get back to some of the practical things. So far, 7 graduates, they are working various capacities. That's satisfying, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I had 2 of them come and teach at this last session.
Okay.
They're awesome.
Wonderful.
They're wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, this is a beautiful thing. It really is a beautiful thing, Diane. We've had your group in our home a number of times. It's just been an encouragement to all of us. This year, what you're trying to do is to bring a celebration of babies as a theme for your organization. It's a key moment because the birth rate in America has dropped off to 1.7. The CDC just released their latest numbers, and the birth rate is the lowest in American history. It's now 1.7. So the appreciation of babies is dropping.
Yes.
And the birth rate has dropped in the last 6 or 7 years, despite the economic recovery. So that was a shock to the sociologist that studies numbers. Something of a recovery of the birth rate in the early 2000s after the last economic depression or recession. And so now they were hoping that the birth rate would recover, but it didn't recover since the last recession. So that's an indication that we're headed down to the 1.4s and 1.5s over the next 10 to 15 years. America doesn't like babies very much. The birth rate has dropped from approximately 5.0 down to 1.7 at a period of time in which the size of homes have doubled in size. And so it's an indication that in terms of values, Americans appreciate drywall more than they like babies. They just want more drywall. They just, you know, they love the drywall. It's twice as much drywall, twice as much sheetrock, and half the babies or a third of the babies as what we were seeing back in the 1930s, 40s, 50s during the baby boom generation. So what we want to do is celebrate babies. How do we do that? How do we get back into the mode of appreciating babies in our families and churches?
I think the biggest way is for women to start encouraging women. I am older. I don't feel real old yet, but I'm just saying I'm older. And I want women to know the pleasure of babies, to know the absolute wonderfulness of being a mother, of nursing their babies. God provides everything for that, and including the hormones are in place. And yet there's so much teaching on how you're going to rob your life and rob what you need in life to be happy. And what I'm saying is I want to teach the younger women the blessing, the joy, the wonderfulness of being a mother.
You know, you think women appreciate babies in a natural sense. You think it should be a natural thing.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, God created us. Again, He creates that oxytocin that goes through our brain. It floods us as our babies are born. And oh my goodness, you can't believe how much you love that baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's there. And how women can be talked out of it is amazing to me. It's not natural.
It takes an Emperor's New Clothes sales job to really talk them out of it. And I think that's what's going on. I mean, and it's a full court press. It's all over the place. Amazing how hard. I said the zeitgeist blows at 185 miles per hour. But everywhere you look, women are encouraged not to have babies. And you get that from the media. You get it from television. You get it everywhere. You get it in the church.
And what they don't know is their happiness, their fullness of life will never be as great until they have those babies. It's just there's nothing out there that can replace that. And not even a great career. Even midwifery, I tell the girls, midwifery could never outdo the pleasure you're going to have as being a mother.
What about fear? Do you think that women fear having babies, and so it's therefore hard to celebrate children?
Yes, I do think there's a lot of fear out there, but again, I don't think they're being taught. The feminists have come in to convince women that they're not going to be fully complete until they have a career. But then, so they're never taught, maybe one generation to the next, because it's not made the importance of it, the greatness of it, honestly. Whatever God does is the greatest. So when it's not taught, whenever they don't realize how great it is, they're going to go for what they think is going to make them more a complete person. So there's a lot of fear in there. And yes, actually, mothering needs to be passed on generation to generation.
I wonder how much of this connects to their church community. If, you know, this young lady of 28 years of age is having her first baby, and that church has not had a baby for, let's say, 6 years, you know, because of this dried out, birth imploding, materialistic, all about me culture that has, you know, pressed into the church. That church hasn't seen a baby for 6 years. And so now here's this lone woman, you know, at 28 years of age having her first child. I wonder if just is this fear because she's kind of the pioneer here.
Yes.
As if she's having the first baby in the community.
Yes. Yes. And I've heard of churches like this. When I talk to even some students, sometimes they'll say, well, there's just not that many babies at all in our church. And so again, it's, I think for older women, let's embrace these younger women and just really do them the best service by encouraging them with, you know, to have children, to, as the word says, to love their husbands, to have children. There's no greater pleasure for women.
Well, God made women this way. It certainly is an act of faith. I think of 1 Timothy chapter 2, where the Apostle Paul says, she shall be saved by childbearing, which really means that, you know, she's exercising faith in raising children and having children. So it's a faith challenge for ladies, but what you said is it's a very satisfying and fulfilling part of life.
Amen.
It's also, you know, you bring up this issue that children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. So this is a gift from God. And this is what you want to teach women. Would you share that with women who perhaps were unbelievers as well as believers? If you were a Christian midwife out there in the field today, and you have been on the field, Would you remind them that these children come as a gift from God?
I would. And it's not hard to do when you start talking about the wonderfulness of it. And I remember when I started homeschooling my girls and I said, this is the second most nurturing thing I'm doing for my girls, second to breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
When you start talking to mothers about the things that we can do, you know, like homeschool, like breastfeed, the things that are putting into our children, when you start talking to them, it's not hard to converse. And even with unbelievers, you know, it wakes them up inside. And so, yeah, it's not hard to converse about that.
The theme is celebration of babies at a time when the world's going the other direction. I think the world's celebrating babies as they should. But the children are a gift from God. And would you include the fourth child in that? You know, some people say, well, we had our fourth child. And, you know, somebody else would say something like, it wasn't three enough or whatever, you know, as if the fourth child was not a gift from God. So how do you respond to that?
Right. Honestly, what I hear a lot is mothers saying, people come to them and say, you know, there is birth control. And that's a common comment that they hear all the time. And so honestly, we just need to get back and support those mothers.
Mm-hmm.
When they have that, really, they just want to be approved. They want to be, I guess they have to get over the fear of man and understand the greatness of our God, the goodness of our God, mm-hmm. and not worry about all these things and understand they're missing out. You're not. I can't explain it enough. These babies are just truly wonderful. And we are actually having a fundraiser for that reason that we call the Celebration of Babies. This month and next month.
Okay. Tell us about it.
So we were just, and what midwives are being, not forced yet, but down the road they probably will be, to do abortions, we decided we were going to focus on the goodness of God
mm-hmm.
and what God thinks about all this. And so what we named our fundraiser, we need, because we do want a school, we want some land and to put out a school out there. And as Kevin said, in several places in America. And, but we realized that the heart of it are those babies.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. we decided we're going to celebrate. We're going to mm-hmm. celebrate these precious ones in every way we can and start. We even have a program called Maidenhood into Womanhood where we're going to teach young ladies from that point on with their mothers how precious they are to be a woman, how great it is that God made them a woman. And while we're not going to start talking about you can have babies and everything right away, we are going to talk about how precious they are and help them walk into the calling that God has given them. And so that's one way that we're going at trying to meet the need there, but also with these mothers and families to understand. I want to tell you, ladies, that there is more satisfaction in being married and having children than you ever will in a career. And it doesn't mean you might not love a career you're in, but I'm just saying there's nothing greater out there. And we want to start agreeing with God. We want to praise Him for His goodness and line up our actions with His goodness. And these babies are a gift. They are the most precious things. And so even for women, these young teenagers, we'll be getting in that where we're going to be helping teenagers as well when they get pregnant and not abort because someone will love that baby. And there's, you know, you can have a whole lot of arguments out there against it, but honestly, all of that ends up being nothing but insanity when you argue against the ways of God.
Mm.
And so what I'm saying is that we're choosing to celebrate with God the gift of babies. So we call it the Celebration of Babies.
Amen. Let's not take our values from a birth imploding, losing culture, friends. Let's take our values from the Word of God. Indeed, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. I'd encourage you to ChristianHeritageMidwifery.org. You can support by simply clicking on that little blue button on the right, support our efforts. Again, this is ChristianHeritageMidwifery.org, the Christian Heritage Academy of Midwifery, raising up godly midwives and birth attendants for such a time as this. That's their byline for CHAM. Again, friends, the website is ChristianHeritageMidwifery.org. And just so much going on. And this is growing. This has been around for 7 years. And we pray God's blessing on this effort, Diane.
Thank you so much.
This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.